Take two. We're back. We're going to try this one more time. Oh, shit, is right. It has been a morning. It has been an absolute morning. It's been one of those things. You saw how I came into here today. Like, you saw that I was on fire for that, and then I was on fire for something else. And now this happens, and we're just one of those mornings. But welcome back to the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Tuesday, August the 10th. We're about to get some comments and stuff just to make sure we sound okay. But again, at this point, I don't really give a shit. Packers suck is the first comment. And that exact, you got to pull that one up, AJ. That's, I mean, Jimmy, come on.
No question about it. 100% so, because he just texted me.
Yeah, I know. Being, where's the live stream? Yada, yada, yada. I get it. We get it. So we're here. A little troubleshooting here and there. Turns out that AJ has a prehistoric computer and it just wasn't ready to just take on all that big load. Sounds like some bad person on a Saturday night. But anyway, we're here on a Chop Sports Podcast, August the 10th. It's Tuesday. This guy's got his eighth cup of coffee.
Did you see that?
What? Am I seeing what?
It's fizzing like it's soda. You actually could see bubbles.
I can't see that, right, but I mean, carbonation.
Moving on.
Yeah,
moving
on. Carbonation is key. Yes, so we are back. Thank you guys for being patient. Appreciate you. But anyway, first of all, new setup again, right? So people are going to be like, they said this already. Yes, we have to do a whole new podcast. So the new setup, you obviously left, what? Oh, I was just saying, you left, when we left, looking fresh, Chris, somebody. But anyway, when the last time you guys left us, we didn't look like this. So now we have two cameras.
Wait, looking fresh? I have a 4-year-old Packer hat on, and because my hair is...
At least it has the G for Green Bay, you know? Jimmy approved this hat. We'll find out if Jimmy approves the hat. But anyway, it's me, Ash. Oh, okay, of course it is. Why the hell not? It's five people are watching this live. That's awesome. So hello to Ash, of course, the official first lady of Chop Sports. So I will beg the question and ask, first of all, it is Sturch. It is Gooch. And for the first time, officially, new moniker. We said it before. We'll say it again. AJ from the couch. AJ, how are we doing over there, bro? You can unmute yourself and say hello and bring yourself on camera. And ooh, there he is. Look at that. No mustache.
Yeah, no mustache. You know, it's an absolute shame. I don't really want to get into details about it, but
did you just mess up on like trimming it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, basically, let's go ahead and say past 3 months, amount of ladies that have hit on me while I'm working at Jersey Mike, 0. Yesterday, 1. So.
Oh, clean shaven. AJ from the couch. We'll call you that. All right. Thank you. Thank you, of course, for producing the show. I appreciate that. And of course, yeah, I mean, look, it's been a day. You can get yourself off camera.
We're going to have to mount a camera here for AJ so we don't get our viewers dizzy.
Dizzy. That's my daughter's favorite song.
His webcam on his lap.
Oh, and not only that, his laptop like goes back and forth, yeah. Like it's just loose and loosey goosey. All right, so I will start it off. I know this isn't a Yankee podcast, and we don't want to bring up all the Yankees. But did you stay up last night? Did you watch that debacle?
I was in and out.
Okay,
I was dozing. We'll call it. But I did see the Yankees win. You just mentioned somebody got drilled in the face.
See it, AJ? You don't have to come on.
What inning? I was like, I only watched the eighth inning on.
It's the 11th.
But I must have fallen asleep for that.
The 11th inning, there was a shot by Gardner, I believe, and it just took a bad hop, hit their shortstop right in the face, and he dropped like he got sniped from the upper deck. It was bad. I felt bad. I thought he was knocked out cold. I mean, he sat up right away, but that's got to suck. Apparently, the exit velo of that was 110 miles an hour right into his grill, so... For the love of God, that's got to suck. But the Yankees do get it done at 1 in the morning. What? Well, because maybe you're not plugged in.
I mean, I am.
I mean, you are. So I'm seeing that you're plugged in. I am so over the technical difficulties today that I'm just like, if your laptop dies,
then the camera dies,
then we all die again. So let's make sure you're plugged in. All right, cool. First and foremost, I did want to bring this up. I didn't write it in the rundown. It's something you brought up to me. It was interesting. It's Packer related. That's okay. We could talk Packers on this podcast. Speaking of Packers,
someone needs to do that.
Because Homeboy is about to record his first fantasy guy podcast. I'm about to be too deep on my Cowboys podcast.
I have
podcast.
My show in the can, but it's now dated. So I have to do some editing and clip out some things and add some things. And I'm just going to push it to this weekend because.
That's fine, dude. Look, the season don't start. I mean,
I'm procrastinating.
You might as well watch the first preseason game. I mean, I know you don't care about preseason. Are you not actually? Do you not actually watch the preseason games?
I don't.
That's insane to me.
How is that insane?
Because I feel like if you're a fan of a team, you're going to watch your team no matter what. No, like, you've been off since January,
bro. Let me
explain.
I don't need to prove that I'm a fan by watching preseason. I don't particularly care about the preseason games other than the fact that I don't want anyone injured. I've said this on pretty much every podcast I've been on this week. Jimmy's podcast. We even talked about that.
Yes.
Now, if I'm sitting there and I'm doing nothing, then possibly. But there's very rarely a time in my life now where I'm doing nothing. And if the Yankees are on at the same time, then I'm definitely watching the pennant race over fake football.
Fake football.
100%. What they should do is
it's
line up.
It's not scripted. It's not wrestling.
They should just practice like, situational things, like what they do with the in team practices.
Like Dallas had one against
We had one against Washington
Rams.
Or something like that. We could do that.
Okay.
Just like you scrimmaged in Pop Warner, where you'd be like, all right, everyone gets 10 plays, then we're going to do kickoff team, then we're going to do goal line. That's all we really need.
Okay. So you want reps in practice rather than reps where it's live game speed and risk all sorts of injury. Clearly, like, look, the NFL went off without a hitch last year when they skipped the entire preseason, went into the season. But I do think that it took certain players like a la, you know, most of the Dallas Cowboys to get going in the fact that, oh, is that the first? That's the first ding. Yeah, so that's officially the first ding. There you go. There's a Cowboys dinger now. Every time I mention the Cowboys, you're going to hear a bunch of
I lost my train of thought because fucking the dumb ding. Remember, I already
you didn't even hear
ding.
It. You didn't even hear it. I referenced it.
The whole action of me having to do this and then refocus on
right
you.
Here, bro.
Now I have nothing.
You have nothing. But the reason why I bring up the Packers, the reason why, is that you said something today that Aaron Rodgers was given some sneaky behind-the-scenes information to his backup, Jordan Love. I found it kind of like, not egotistical, but like I guess he was just filling him in on what was going on because of his past, right?
He said that he went through the same thing with Favre when Favre retired, unretired, and he didn't want Love to go through the media bullshit that he had to go through, so he kind of kept Jordan Love in the know about what he was going to do all offseason. I'm not sure that he was letting him know, I'm definitely coming back, it's not your job, but Jordan Love wasn't in the dark. They kept an open dialogue. And Aaron Rodgers must just be a really terrible teammate, I guess, based on that information, right?
Definitely. I wholeheartedly agree he's a terrible teammate. But I guess that's a good thing. I mean, it's not like Jordan Love got his hopes up or anything like that. I don't want to say that. Maybe Jordan Love was just like, man, I really like to know what the hell's going on around here. And Aaron probably just texted him and say, look, bro, nothing's official. Don't listen to the media. You know, don't listen to the mainstream media. Listen to the AESM, which is the anti-establishment sports media, which is Chop Sports. All right, so
I had such a good fucking point before, and now I can't think of it still.
I mean, it'll come back. It'll come back in your soft clothes. Always.
Never.
It always does.
Never.
Anyway, I do want to bring up something that happened and transpired over the last couple of days, and that's something to do with Michael Thomas. Now, he's already been ruled out for a good chunk of the beginning of the season. He's making comments like cryptic tweets or Instagram stories or whatever the hell he's doing. I said this the other day when Scoop was here and Tommy D was here. I think Michael Thomas is the next big wide receiver dealt. Like, gone. Like, out of New Orleans, he will find a home somewhere else. A la, like, DeAndre Hopkins. Like, that big of a deal. Because clearly he's not a happy camper right now. He's talking about, like, oh, well, they didn't visit me in the hospital and this, that, and that. I'm like, what? Like, how much attention do you need?
One, he's not that good. He is really good, but he's not that good.
Let's call it
specifically
how
when he's not healthy. He hasn't been healthy. Last year, he had zero touchdowns. Michael Thomas should shut the fuck up. Go to practice.
Well, he's hurt now.
Worry about the rest of that stuff after. He got paid, correct?
I believe he's got a nice little deal. Yeah. So I just think, do you think it's a disrespectful thing for the Saints, like going from Drew Brees to now a quarterback? I did see a meme on the Chop Sports Facebook page where, like, maybe this is why he's mad, is because the competition for quarterback is Jameis Winston. And I know AJ's a Jameis Winston apologist, but Jameis Winston and a Taysom Hill, who's not even a real quarterback, he's basically either Tim Tebow, maybe a little bit more skilled to throw the football. Maybe. I'm not even giving him that. But do you think that, like, that's also bugging him? Like, y'all didn't do anything, like, draft wise? You didn't get the future?
I think if you look at the numbers that receivers have put up with Winston,
mm-hmm.
I don't think receivers are really worried about getting balls thrown to him from Winston. Winston
right.
could sling it 100%.
Yeah.
I just think Michael Thomas likes to complain. He might have a touch of CTE.
I just think it's like early
quite
development.
Possible.
Early stages. But yeah, that might be his.
I can't tell when AJ's like co-signing something or if he's raising his hand to speak.
All right. He sprinkled the CTE all over that conversation. So, yeah, I had to talk about that because, again, he's making headlines right now, and it's, like, very annoying because he's not even there. He's not at practice. He's not at training camp. So just shut your mouth, recover, and get back. I don't agree that he has to make – he's basically drawing attention to himself.
What if he goes to practice and his coach – curses at him and makes him run.
Don't do that.
Is he going to retire?
Don't do that, Kelvin. Don't do that. That story, not squash, but my boy Michael Irvin, man. My boy Michael Irvin. He, as you're looking over, like he's looking for the ding, ding. My boy, even two of them. My boy Michael Irvin said he liked what the Giants were doing with the fighting and the high intensity. That's what makes winners. And that made me upset because the playmaker shouldn't be talking about the Giants, even though he's obviously, you know, an NFL employee now. So I guess he has to do whatever he's got to do. But that little span of retirees, it did hit a lot of people, rub a lot of people the wrong way, and it made people question Joe Judge. We talked about it on Friday, his coaching style.
I can't imagine that being the reason why NFL players retire, because they have a coach that makes them run. We've talked about
it. Well, you'll think about it like this. I'm also looking at the positions. I'm thinking of the positions here. These are offensive linemen, right? Imagine you being an offensive lineman, brand new sign, like Joe Looney, former Cowboy, see, he's not even paying attention, so it doesn't matter.
You can't keep up. It's every fucking 15 seconds.
If you want to listen to all things Cowboys, which I know there's a lot of Chop Sports guys who like the Cowboys, go listen to my podcast, All About the Star, drops tomorrow, episode 2. So I know you're out there. You know, Devlin's a Cowboys fan. Well, who else? There's plenty of them. Like 25 people like that status, by the way. So Kasim, shout out to Kasim, said, wow, only 3 people like this status. I'm like, you did it. Like, you commented right away. Give it some time to marinate, baby. There's Cowboys Nation everywhere. So if you want to hear Cowboys, go listen to that podcast. If you want to hear Packers, go listen to Chris's Packer podcast.
Or if you want to hear Cowboys, you could just listen to this every day, too, because Dave doesn't shut the fuck up about the Cowboys. Am I right?
Fuck off. Am I right or am I right? Anyway, so, yeah, I had to touch on the Michael Thomas thing, the Joe Judge stuff. But, yeah, like I was saying, the position player, he's an offensive lineman. All of a sudden, they're like, you're running laps. And he's like, no, I'm not. Like, and he's out.
Yeah, so I'm just going to give up my dream and all this money because I don't want to run a lap.
Ooh, look at that. AJ on the production here. Cowboys suck. I appreciate that, whoever that is. Remember, much like I think I see Devlin commented.
That's definitely Jimmy.
It's definitely Jimmy. But like, if you want to have your name shown on the thing, you got to like agree to let StreamYard log you in, blah, blah, blah. So like, it's a whole process. Not a process, but.
So far, we have Jimmy with two very innovative comments. Packers suck and Cowboys.
Innovative. So now I will say this. Jimmy Palumbo yesterday during his recording, you can listen to the Jimmy Palumbo show right now on the network. He dropped today. It's entitled No Respect because of one AJ yesterday who came barging in during recording to deliver his food, bro. So like, what is that?
No,
like,
I edited that whole thing out.
No, you didn't.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
No, you didn't because you let that in.
Also, let me just say that was such cap because I came in like fucking Geronimo such Stilton, cap. Like a mouse in the night. I literally creeped up to the door, barely put my hand on the thing, slowly rotated it, creeped my way in.
I need some more context.
Who's Geronimo Stilton?
Geronimo Stilton is a mouse investigator book series from when I was younger, and he's the greatest investigator of all time.
When he was younger, aka 2015.
Explain to our ancient listeners what cap. I know what it meant. Dave just learned.
I learned it about a month ago. No cap.
Okay, so cap is basically when you're just talking out of your ass but lying. And basically, he was saying, "Oh, how you came in so rude."
He's doing the Jimmy and all voice. This stuff.
And I'm just like, "What are you talking about? Oh, like, man. I didn't come in rude. I didn't come in crazy. I'm hella respectful."
Where are you going? You leaving?
I had 13 cups of coffee. Bro.
This guy's amped.
I love it. Anyway, thank you, AJ, for that input.
I like the fact that I could move around a
little
bit.
Yeah, bro.
Am I off camera now?
Yeah, your head's chopped off. Thank God. No. Right. You can actually go sit next to AJ. You could go sit in your recliner. You can go wherever you want, dude. We'll make it happen. But anyway, so that's hilarious.
Jimmy.
No, that's so great.
Is he calling me a fat fuck? Or
probably you, because you had the slice of pizza. No, you had the slice of pizza yesterday when he had his chicken wrap.
Yeah, fuck you, Jimmy.
And a shout out to me for weathering the storm. Like, he was paying for lunch, and he gave you a 20, and it came out to like $30. You're like,
Jimmy paid for lunch, and he threw 20, and we had to cover the rest with the card.
Jimmy, all that money we paid you, bro, and you, this is what you give us? Anyway, I won't get too much into that. And other NFL news that popped off, Hunter Henry. So we were talking about the Patriots. We did talk about the Patriots in our AFC preview, AFC East preview. Well, today we're going to preview the Tennessee Titans in a little bit, but Hunter Henry will miss a couple weeks. So all of a sudden, Cam's down a weapon, or Mac Jones, or whoever. Liaison, the liaison will fire AJ. Anyway, but are you at all worried that Cam is going to be down? We started emphasizing that Cam Newton was going to succeed because he had better players on the short routes, you know, the tight ends of the world who won't be running flies, so he can make his awkward ass, you know, throwing motion.
I mean, Hunter Henry, they didn't say he's going to be not ready for week one.
Missed a few weeks, but so we're might, already a week into August. So
yeah, so we got 5 weeks before the season starts.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sure he'll be back.
I digress.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we definitely will see. NBA news. Big time contract by Luka. Luka gets paid $200.
Oh, shocker. He's not going to be a Knick after all.
Who said that?
Everybody.
No, I did not say that.
You.
I said it'd be great. Luka's one of my favorite players in the league. Why wouldn't that?
There was a headline saying Luka to the Knicks. Were you here yet when this one went down? Or was it?
I don't think so. Might have been Pistol Pete. Production Pete. I don't know.
I remember shutting that down, pouring cold water on that.
You do that all the time. You're just a cold water. You're like
it was like 2 weeks before the Dame news.
It was when
Jay Williams came out and said, "Oh, there's legs to this Luka thing."
Jay Williams also said that the Celtics hired their first black coach ever, and there was like 15 before it. Like then he deleted that tweet and said he was hacked. How amazing is that, by the way? Your mainstream media personality went on the air and said, "I was hacked because why? Because you were wrong? Because you gave out false information? So you're hacked. So you can't take any credibility whatsoever." That's Jay Williams for you in a nutshell. But anyway,
I feel like that's the reason why my Packers podcast isn't out. I was hacked.
Oh, okay. Right? Well, there you go. See,
every excuse for
100%. Why didn't our volume work today in our first take? Because we were hacked. That's why. The goddamn Russians were just all over our web.
Chinese.
How many calls have you gotten today, by the way?
Bro.
It has to be your 15th, 16th call. That's insanity. You know, I also have forward you the info, but like there's definitely apps out there that you can block numbers that you don't have. Like it would go right to voicemail. So if you don't have the number in your phone, it'll go right to voicemail. Won't even ring. Sometimes somebody slips through the cracks, like homeboy who wants your extended warranty to be re-upped or something like that. But most of the time it doesn't get through. So just food for thought.
I didn't even hear what you said. I was reading and I'm brain dead.
Okay.
So I'll have to listen back.
All right. Anyway, so we'll have to get over to AJ, who has himself a lovely but not loaded update, sports update, brought to you by Curtis Sells Houses. AJ, take it away, bro.
Yep. So we're here.
Coffee.
We're here today with the Curtis Sells Houses sports update. Make sure to hit up Curtis Counts for all your realty needs. Let's bring up the slate from yesterday. It was a pretty small one. One of the games got suspended.
It's a Monday. Not a lot of teams play on Monday.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Brewers and Cubs games got suspended, so that'll be a doubleheader today. Let's first dive into the Yankees game. They beat the Royals 8-6. If you had the under in that game, heading into the eighth and the ninth inning, my Lord,
tough
do I
break.
Feel bad for you. That is a tough break. But the Yankees get it done, and they beat the Royals 8-6. The Indians take care of the Cincinnati Reds relatively easy. They beat up on them 9-3. The White Sox take it to the Minnesota Twins, and Eloy Jimenez, again, hits two home runs. He's been having quite a stretch as of late, and the Padres destroy the Marlins 8-3.
Joe Musgrove
proves to be efficient yet again. Absolute stud. That is your AJ sports update.
Thank you, AJ. Much appreciated. I will say one thing, and this is only because I listened to the Chop Heads MMA podcast on the treadmill and on the way in. It's definitely Moscow.
Yeah.
Like, definitely Moscow.
Moscow.
Moscow. I was like, whoever referred to it as Moscow? Because I know we just brought up the Russians.
AJ, did you ever do that? Yeah. Okay.
Coming soon. Like, that's great. Good job, AJ. All right. So that's your AJ update. Appreciate the sponsor. Of course, Curtis Sells Houses is our guy doing the updates. And of course, today we continue our 32 teams in 32 days with the Tennessee Titans. This is day 8 already. We're flying through this. We're almost into the NFC North. Today we'll pick a division winner. And correspondingly, later on this afternoon, you'll get a blog from Scoop Espo, who will be writing about the AFC South and his prediction. AJ sucks. So, AJ killed that. Thank you, Devlin. See, he had to give a little bit of 50%, 50%. I like that. I like that a lot. So, anyway, we'll get into the Tennessee Titans. If you're listening to this podcast, we're going to throw it to a break. But if you're listening and watching on the stream, ladies and gentlemen, here are your 2021 Tennessee Titans. What's going on, guys? This is Sturch, and I'm here to let you guys know about some new happenings with Joe Pizzamenti of Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. This time around, I want to bring you guys up to speed on some of the amazing health and wellness products. These products focus on providing happiness for people, bringing out the four happy hormones in our body. That right away makes me happy. These products aid weight loss, sleep, mental clarity, and energy, just to name a few. They have even created your morning coffee to get your day started off right. That's not all, guys. Joe is in a giving mood, so now if you mention Shop Sports, he's going to provide you with a free discounted private travel website that you can use to book your travel needs. Even better, if you become a customer of Joe's, he's going to give you guys a travel voucher that you can use for up to a year and are only responsible for airfare and taxes. Visit attitudeofgratitudellc.com for more information. Watching that video, boy, that's got to chap the Atlanta Falcons. It's just, it's bad news bears, bro. You cannot lose Julio Jones. And now this team in itself, it's phenomenal, bro. Up and down, that offense is going to be a problem. I think that there's no... We previewed the Colts yesterday, which was kind of a shocking preview, considering the fact that if they don't have a quarterback, they don't have a team, right? And then the Jaguars, we did that the other day. They don't have a team either. You know, well, they have a team, they have a future, right? And, of course, the Houston Texans, no quarterback, no team. The Titans might cakewalk this division, if that's the case, correct? Am I wrong?
Yeah, they're going to definitely win the division, yeah. Unless somebody gets hurt. Like Tannehill. That's the only chance, because the quarterback situation and the rest of the division is shit. Although they did have Watson practice yesterday, and he's supposedly maybe going to play. Like, he practiced.
I tried to tell you that was a situation we'll that could be thing. We'll if see. You remember back.
I can't imagine the NFL letting him play until things get kind of figured out.
I'm just letting you know that Zeke Elliott was cleared for 6 weeks, right, until the suspension came down. You know what I'm saying? So... Oh, there's another one. Sorry. But that suspension came down so late. He did already. The suspension came back so late, and he was lost for the last 6 games, and then he came back with like 2 to play, and the Cowboys season was lost. So now that begs the question, even if the Texans get off to a hot start, they might not have a quarterback go like out of nowhere. The judge can come down.
They're not going to get off to a hot start regardless.
I think that team's a lot better if Deshaun Watson is quarterbacking. Yeah. I mean, but anyway, this ain't about the Texans. We talked about them already. This is about the 2021 Tennessee Titans today as we preview 32 teams in 32 days. It is day 8. You said it before, Ryan Tannehill, he's the general of this team. Who,
the most underrated quarterback in the league.
100% agree. 100% agree. You think he's... What? You're going to go there? You're going to go there? Go there. Just go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Got
go
more
ahead.
Playoff wins than Dak.
I don't know. That's not necessarily true either, but go ahead.
Does he not?
Dak has a win over, he's got one.
The Rams?
No, we lost that game. Seahawks. Thank you, Seahawks. But he lost the rest of them to the Packers, and because we're the one seed, and then like and then we lose it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I digress. I don't want to talk about that right now. But I will say that Ryan Tannehill, very underrated. However, behind him, don't get hurt, because don't look now. Logan Woodside is your backup, along with good old Matt Barkley found himself an NFL team again. That guy is like a journeyman. He's all of a sudden turning into Ryan Fitzpatrick, but less talented, right? Matt Barkley's great. But anyway, I do beg the question, before we get to the wide receivers, because we know that's the big hot button topic. Bro, how many miles does Derrick Henry have left on his truck?
A lot.
A lot. So you think he's taking no beating whatsoever? Because he's doing a lot of beating up.
I'm not saying that he's not taking a beating, because in the NFL, everybody takes a beating. But he's 6'11", 380 pounds, and he runs a 4.4. Now, obviously, he's not that big. But nobody wants to get in his way. You don't really see him taking many hits in the open field. I just see him to be kind of like an AP type, where you think he's going to break down, but he's just too big. And typically, big tree fall hard.
That's my theory.
He doesn't really get hit that much.
He usually does the beating up.
For a big guy... He's pretty elusive, and he seeks the contact, and people kind of get out of his way. Derrick Henry's a beast. Honestly, he'll probably lead the league in rushing again. Because how are they going to really stack the box against him? It's a really
because now you can't.
Their offensive line's middle of the road, but when you have all those weapons, Tannehill's really good at getting rid of the ball. I just can't see them having really any answer for Derrick Henry up the middle.
It's very true because you say that because there's a segue to the loaded wide receiver. I say loaded because, I mean, a key loss? Sure, Corey Davis. That's a key loss. He goes to the Jets, right? Here's your replacement, Julio Jones.
I think the biggest loss is probably Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, because now you're looking at the tight ends, Jeff Swain.
Cowboy. Is it Firkser?
Yeah, Firkser, a New Jersey native. I'm excited about what he can do in his, I guess it's technically, was he a rookie last year? He was a rookie last year. So his second year, he's on maybe a come out party. You know what I mean? It could be a breakout year for Firkser. What?
Nah, he's not a rookie.
I didn't say he was a rookie. I said second year.
Oh, I think you clarified and said he was a rookie. But anyways.
It's the Jimmy thing that really got
him. He was big in the Titans game against the Patriots. I believe he had 2 touchdowns in the game.
Yeah, yeah. And he can break out, bro. I mean, there's definitely... Tannehill's got a rapport with his tight ends. Jonnu Smith got paid because of Ryan Tannehill's quarterback play. That's not calling how we see it there. But when it comes to the wide receiver room, Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, Josh Reynolds. Reynolds, I believe, comes from the Rams, if I'm not mistaken. He was a Ram. So that's 3... very good receivers. A.J. Brown, to me, we talk about Tannehill being underrated. A.J. Brown's not talked about enough. Everybody's talking about Julio. I think A.J. Brown's better than Julio Jones. Is that hard? Is that like a...
He's not better.
No?
He's younger. That's it.
Yeah,
he's
you
not
think?
Better than Julio. Come on, Dave.
I'm just saying. I think AJ...
My brother told me back in the day that he thinks that James Jones was a better fit for the Packers than Julio Jones would have been.
I mean, that's a little silly. That's James Jones.
This isn't as crazy.
No.
But I'm not going to quite give A.J. Brown the nod over a guy like Julio just yet. Would I take him over Julio going forward? Absolutely. But going into this season, and you can make the case that Julio has been banged up. A.J. Brown had 2 ankle surgeries this offseason, so he gets hurt too. Yeah. He just kind of played through it last year.
Yeah. Well, look, it's not a hot take. There's probably some people out there that might think A.J. Brown, because of his youth, is a better receiver right now. He reminds me of a Dez Bryant, and that's not a Cowboy reference.
It is.
That's a player reference.
No, that is.
No, it's not. That doesn't count. That's a player reference. I'm talking about the style of play, physical, big, get up, grab the ball, run people over if possible. Like, A.J. Brown is good, and I will gladly greet him on any fantasy team that I have this year because, again, you can't stack the box because you just can't. You got to double one of these guys, right? Chances are, and this is my opinion, the first double goes to A.J. Brown. Julio Jones is still good. He's still very good at football. I just think the first double goes to A.J. Brown's side.
I don't think so.
No?
Okay. Just the size alone.
It's agreed.
You got to put a second guy over Julio.
Yeah, well,
6'11".
We'll find out.
Yeah, everybody's
6'11". Now, I was going to say, how many 6'11 guys are in the league? So their offense, obviously, they're going to score some points, right? But now the big question is, in their schedule, are they going to be able to stop anybody? The Titans' defense is pretty good, and they're led by a great defensive coach. I know you and your brother personally don't like the guy, Mike Vrabel, because he stiffed him on a tip or something like that once upon a time. But Mike Vrabel's a great defensive coach. He comes from the Belichick tree, not a coaching tree, but just a former player. So the Titans' defense built right now to succeed.
The Titans' defense, I think, is going to be terrible this year.
Really?
Yeah, they got Bud Dupree.
Bud Dupree's,
but
yeah.
That's it. Where else are they strong?
I do like free safety Keith Byard.
They're almost going to be like last year's Atlanta Falcons to me, where they're going to put up a shitload of points. They'll be better than the Falcons because they have a better coach. And okay. I just think that they're in a weaker division than the Falcons were in. But their defense is going to be shit. They're going to be I'll hammer the over on the Tennessee Titans this year. Almost every single game. You're going to see. I'm telling you, bottom half of the league in defense.
All right. Well, I think to succeed in the NFL, you have to have a mid-range defense. And if they're in the bottom half of the league, that means they're not going to make a run this year.
They're not going to make a deep run in the playoffs because of their defense, but they're going to probably win that division because it's a cakewalk. I mean,
yeah, it's a cakewalk if Wentz is out for 40 more months
and
or whatever.
Wentz will be out.
Right, exactly. So, AJ, do me a favor. Pull up the Tennessee Titans schedule for us as we read this off. So their season, look at that, right in the middle of it. So we're still on camera. I like that. Good job, Dave. Anyway, the preseason opponents don't matter, according to Gucci. They start off with the NFC West. Looks like Arizona. It looks like at Seattle versus Indy and at the Jets. So for the first 4 games, for a team like this, they might struggle, I think, against Seattle. and win the rest. So they could be off to a hot start, 3-1.
You're not giving Arizona anything?
No, I'm not giving them that win. I think that this the defense that we're talking about will be like okay to start and probably taper off towards almost the end of the season.
Those two teams are almost identical to me. That's a
good offense, bad defense.
I wouldn't say for that reason, just a toss-up game.
Okay, all right.
It's in Arizona or is that home?
It's home against Arizona. The
smallest font I've ever seen in my life.
Well, no, I'm looking at the actual schedule on one of the websites instead of trying to watch that one. You got to maybe Arizona shocks a couple people, so it's 2-2 at worst, right?
Yeah, I just think the Titans defense is going to be bad. That's going to be like 41-40.
Well, check out the schedule after Jacksonville. So if I have them going 3-1 and then another win over Jacksonville, that's a 4-1 hot start for the Titans. But then here comes the gauntlet, in my opinion. First Buffalo versus Kansas City. That's going to be tough, you know, to keep that streak alive. I don't give them any wins in there. But then they get Indianapolis again. I give them another win there. So regardless, within the first 8 weeks, I got them at 5-6 wins. Minimum. Their losses will probably come versus Buffalo, versus Kansas City, and maybe Arizona. I think they win the rest of those games. That's just me. Again, offensive driven on that, you know, so we'll see. And then they go at LA, home against New Orleans, home against Houston, at New England before they get their week 13 bye. So again, if I have them at 5-6 wins going into LA, I'll even give LA that. LA is going to be a lot better. They beat the Saints, they beat Houston. And they'll probably lose to New England in New England, right? Let's give them that because New England's home and just New England's going to be better than what people expected. So even if that, I'm already at maybe 8 wins already, and we're at week 13. So now it's about to find it's really all about finding probably 2 wins in their last stretch. Their last stretch is Jacksonville at Pittsburgh versus San Francisco versus Miami. And then
I got them
at
Houston. 9-7.
9-8?
9-8. That's
remember that extra game. Yeah, so terrible. AJ, a favor, por favor. 9-8 is Gucci's pick as far as the schedule is concerned. I'm going to give him 10 wins.
What is the over-under?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was like making him look. So I got him at 10-7, or even I might go on a limb and say because they're playing a shit division, I'll give him 11 wins. I'll give him 6 losses. So I'm going to change that. I'm going to go with 11-6 for the Tennessee Titans. AJ, what is the over-under in Vegas right now as it stands?
Those bastards in Vegas are real smart. It's over-under 9.5 wins, and I got them at 10-7.
10-7, AJ, and that 9.5 is the over-under. So technically, if Gucci were to put money, he can't because he's got him at 9. So you either got to go under or over. So that's why these half a wins, that's probably better. You know,
wait,
for
you said 9.5.
9.5, right? So you got him at 9 wins. So yeah. I'll stay under. I'm sorry. I can't do math. Can't do math this morning. This is bad news, Bears. But all right. So the Tennessee Titans, obviously, look. Whoa, damn. We got to pull up Jason's Devlin's prediction right now. This is one for the record books. 13-4, he thinks the Tennessee Titans are going. Jay, I mean, they're going to play some serious offense, but I don't know if they can stop. I'm not sure, but that's bold.
Who was the guy that said Dupree tore his ACL coming off an ACL tear?
Oh, okay. That's big, too.
What week did that happen? That had to be late in the year.
He won't be ready. I don't know. We'll see. Division is garbage. Henry's a beast. Yeah. Well, we agree. You know, we agree that the division is shit. Even if you sweep your division, that gives you 6 right there, right? 2-4-6, right? 6 wins right there. And then for him to find 13 wins, you got to find, you know, 7 more wins on the schedule. I found a bunch, but I don't know if I can go all the way up to 13-4. That's definitely bold. I think
their defense is garbage.
I tell you right now, if
it's going to be...
Go ahead.
They have a garbage unit out there every Sunday. So there's going to be teams that are able to score points. They're going to have to just put up 40 a week.
If you're a gambling man and you want to visit, like, I don't know, DraftKings or anybody like that, if you're confident that this 13 wins is in the wheelhouse of possibilities, then that's 4 wins over their win-loss total from Vegas. So if he's got more inside info than we do, then that's possible as well. I would hammer that down, man. Get yourself some money. But anyway... That is your Tennessee Titans. Now, by default, based off of what we talked about, the AFC South, the division champions, let's see, injuries and Rivers. So future injuries and Rivers aside, how do you see this division finishing? Oh, that's what we're about to do. Yeah, we picked the division winners at the end of doing the 4 teams, so we'll do it right now. This is how it goes based off the last couple episodes. Today, it's very apparent that the Titans will win this division, right? That's not hard out of the realm of possibilities. Finishing second. You had the Colts very low yesterday.
I think it's going to be far and away the Titans, even at 9-7, or 9-8.
Yeah, so 9-8, so you think like second place can get like 4 wins.
No, what did I have them at? Seven? Six and nine, or six and what the fuck is going on?
Six and 11.
Six and 11.
So the Colts at 6-11 will be second place to you. And then, of course, then we have the Jaguars finishing third because we think Houston is just going to be abysmal and they're pretty much on the clock, according to both of us. So Titans.
No, the Lions are on the clock.
Lions might be on the clock. We'll get to them. We're going to tackle the AFC North starting tomorrow on Wednesday. We'll tackle those three teams and then wrap up that division next Monday. So keep tuning into our game. I mean, our team previews. And so the Titans, the Colts, the Jaguars, and the Texans. So the Jaguars get out of the basement this year based off of Urban Meyer, based off of Jesus Christ himself is playing for the team, and based off of Trevor Lawrence. Interesting note, we don't know what's going to happen with Gardner Minshew. He's not settling for second. Does he get traded, do you think, Gooch? Your bold opinion, the masses, the guys that are watching right now, does Gardner Minshew get moved because he's not the starter?
I don't think so because of the rookie quarterback, and it's not like they have a crazy amount of money invested in him. It's good to have a backup, and I don't think he's going to yield as many assets as you would like to get for a guy. So what's the real benefit of trading him? They're going to get a fourth rounder back? I don't think they're going to get a first.
I'd rather have,
you're not going to get a first or a second.
No.
At best, a third. And I can't even see that happening either.
I think at best a third with a desperation. So the Colts would be able to give him a third for Gardner Minshew.
I'm not giving
if
up a
Rivers
third.
Don't come out.
There's no way because if they are trying to trade him, being the Jaguars, it's really a salary dump. So I'm not going to do them any favors by giving them, taking on that contract as well as giving him a third round pick. There's a 0% chance. That's the bonus if you're trading the
Within division. Yeah, that's tough.
You're definitely trading him to dump the salary because you don't want to pay, what is it, $10 million a year or $8 million a year?
No, he has a $2.5 million contract over 4 years. That's what
are you positive? He signed a deal.
I think he looked it up the other day, but AJ's claiming that there's
AJ, me and you got beef
$2 million price tag on Gardner Minshew. So if that's the case, then yes, you can leave him as a backup with that price tag. Andy Dalton was that price tag for Dak Prescott last year. So backup quarterbacks are at a premium, especially when there's injuries at or rookies in the Jaguars situation where they have a rookie quarterback. Desperation is definitely a thing when people are trying to get their marquee guys. So we'll see. We'll see. So anyway, if you're listening to the sound of our voices, or if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, be sure to go check out the entire network because more podcasts have dropped today. The Jimmy Palumbo Show, funny stuff. The open was great, especially the interaction with AJ and stuff. That was really funny. Chop Heads MMA dropped yesterday. Be sure to catch up on that. Also, the Squeaky Bum Time podcast. We're going to have either Salerno or Cortines on this podcast before this week's over because I definitely want to get there.
Is that how you say his name?
Probably not, but Laurent. So. I know it's Laurent, so I just named him. If I was going to name one guy's last name, I might as well go for the second guy's last name rather than however else people refer to them. So go check those podcasts out. Guys, all you got to do is search Chop Sports Podcast Network on all of your platforms and our entire lineup will show up. And that includes podcasts that will drop tomorrow, like All About the Star.
Or just go to the fucking website, chopsportsmedia.com, and then look for the podcast that you want to listen to.
Boom.
Specifically
speaking
ours.
Of a Tuesday release, any word from our boy from Cherry Hill? Anything out of...
I did hear from him, just not about his podcast.
So. Solid. Solid. I hope he delivers today, so we'll see. In any event, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. We want to thank everybody for tuning in on Facebook Live and on YouTube. We'll do this every day, and obviously, we worked out the kinks. It was a stressful morning for everybody involved. Definitely me. I felt like a total bag of shit walking into here after a workout, which I thought my workout was good. I was like, this is going to be a great day, and then it wasn't. So, in any event, thank you guys for tuning in. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave a comment. Leave a star, five-star rating. I say five-star because if you were that guy and you leave a one-star review like Mr. Gucci did the one once upon a time, it ruins everything and nobody will find us. But for Sturch and Gooch over there, and of course, AJ from the couch, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Time out. I this is my fault. I can't even close. I promised Scoop I would do this.
I was just about to do it.
Okay. I promised Scoop I would do this.
This is where I'm ranking Dak, Lamar, and Josh Allen.
Love it, like it, hate it. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott. So, who are this is very unprofessional of me to get right back into it, but why the hell not?
I was just about to do this in my soft clothes.
And then I was going to rebuttal back. So, anyway, love it. Who's your guy out of those three?
Josh Allen.
Who is your like?
Lamar.
And your hate is Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Like we're ranking them 1, 2, and 3 in order. That's my order.
I'm going Dak. I'm going Josh Allen. And I'm going Lamar Jackson 3. Because, again, I have this... It's not that I hate Lamar Jackson. I like the guy, and I like his style of play. You don't like the fact
that people say that he's better than Dak. So you have this natural chip on your shoulder the minute Lamar comes up. But I did pull up his numbers from
Dak's from his MVP year.
Dak's best year was the same year. 30 touchdowns, 11 picks. I think Lamar had 36-6 or 36.
They were rookies on the same year?
No, 2019.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I keep thinking that Dak Prescott's best year was his rookie year, and it wasn't. No, I keep forgetting. Yeah. But, I mean, success as far as win-loss total,
and
yes.
And if we're looking at the weapons that each guy has had, I think that you could make the case that Dak has had far better weapons than Lamar has had. Outside of Mark Andrews, he really hasn't had anybody.
Thank you, Scoop. Yeah, all right, you're right.
Fuck.
All right, listen, I'm done. This whole Dak thing. When he wins the Super Bowl, I'll just say he won the Super Bowl before anybody else.
He's got an MVP.
Yes, he's got the hardware. Can't
take these things away.
Got the hardware. All right. Well, with that being said, we had to get the Scoops.
He's like, fuck everybody.
I just want to go in a hole and cry today. It's not a good day at all. But anyway, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
My soft close was Rob.
I'm sorry.
So that's all I got. Did you shut us down already? What the fuck?